Okay, so we've been talking a fair bit and hearing a lot about the situation with thunderstorm asthma. Very dangerous. We saw that last year, very sadly. And it's time to catch up with Justin from Ambulance Victoria to have a chat about that and just get some good tips on what are the right things to do and how to go about it. Justin, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, and I hope everyone listening is well today as well.
Yeah. So pollen forecasts high, the situation not great when it comes to the possibility of thunderstorm asthma. And as I said, sadly, we found out last year just how dangerous it can be.
That's right. So the pollen forecast for pretty much all of rural Victoria is extreme today. And that coupled with the front that's moving across from the west right now, in fact, really puts us in the danger territory for epidemic thunderstorm asthma. So it's a combination of the pollen and the wind.
So is it essentially, and excuse the, you know, the sort of the, I always think, ask the stupid questions, get the smart answers, you know. But is it essentially like normal asthma, but just brought on by different circumstances, or is it a different strain?
No, it's the same disease. So if you already have hay fever, or you suffer from asthma, and so obviously you're already sensitive to the environment and have difficulty breathing sometimes, then with the epidemic thunderstorm asthma, what happens is the particles get even smaller, and so you get a greater dose further into your body, into your lungs. And so that's what makes it so dangerous.
Right, okay. And preparing against it, what are the best things to do?
Well, the best thing for anyone that has hay fever or asthma over this pollen season, which goes right through to the end of December, is to have a plan around managing your hay fever, around managing your asthma, and making sure you follow that plan and carry your medications and use them as your plan suggests. And if you find that your plan's not working or you're still having trouble breathing, then dial 000, obviously, and call an ambulance because that can become an emergency.
Yeah, I think that's one of the great pieces of advice. As simple as it sounds, there are a lot of us at times, I'm sure, have been, look, it'll be all right. You know, I'm just feeling a bit, but it'll be okay. But if it gets to that point where there's real breathing difficulties, obviously that's the right thing to do.
Absolutely. So follow your plan, but if the plan's not working or it's you're feeling worse than you normally would, then on the phone straight away to 000.
Yeah. Okay. And with this season coming up, are there any early indications whether it's going to be, you know, good, bad, worse, the same? Is it hard to look ahead too far?
The predictions don't go too far into the future. We really only get 2 or 3 days' notice. But this fortnight, this week and next week, are traditionally the peak of the pollen season. We're certainly seeing that borne out with extreme pollen forecasts pretty much every day so far this week. So it's this fortnight in particular to be careful, but we do need to watch right through to the end of December.
Yeah, okay, great advice. Justin Dunlop from Ambulance Victoria, thank you very much for joining us on the show this morning.
Take care, everyone. Thank you.
All the very best. So there you go. Some good advice in relation to that. And do take care of yourself with that.